Tiddlywinks is a curiously popular sport enjoyed mostly by eccentric Brits on balmy summer evenings, but also increasingly by normal people who play whenever they feel like it. Tiddlywinks began as something of a joke, but has since captured the imagination of millions, particularly in Finland, where it is the country's national sport. You see, that's funny because it isn't true, because they don't play lots of tiddlywinks in Finland, and in fact, Finland lost the last national tiddlywinks championship, so I don't know why anyone would think this was true, but there you go. While the crude creativity expressed in tiddlywinks has often been touted as an art form, the sport itself has been one for several centuries and was once considered to be as classy as painting and sculpture. See, I think that's a kind of double reverse joke, because in fact there's a lot of class and art in tiddlywinks, if you know where to look, if you know what I mean. Right, on to the rules. Tiddlywinks is a sport of many rules, each as complicated and pointless as the last. See, there we go again. That is also funny because of the lies, because tiddlywinks rules are not pointless. For example, take the rule about no tiddling across the boundary contrary-wise to the perpendicular of the tiddling line. That's clearly not pointless, I think you'll agree. Anyhow, the general game mechanics revolve around just two concepts, and the remaining rules exist merely to dissuade new tiddlers, as first-time players are known. Although, in fact, they're not. They're known as noob tiddles, as I think you might know if you know anything about tiddlywinks, honestly. I mean, come on. It's merely to dissuade these new tiddlers, from playing a second time. New rules are added whenever it is deemed necessary, and consequently a complete tiddlywinks rulebook is too large to print as one volume, and one has never yet been assembled. Except, of course, for the classic manual by Toby Tiddles, the Book of Tiddlywinks and all the championships for the last 50 years, in which it lists the winners and how the rules have changed over the years, and other tiddlywink trivia. Hence, this article is rather funny by the process of reversal type of thing, lying, I guess you could call it. But all in all, it combines to make something hilarious, I think you'll agree.